Morning, everyone. God bless you. Welcome to new live streaming. Today, we're going to be talking about Beware of the Scribes. We're going to be looking at the book of Luke, chapter 20, verse 45 to 47. The Bible says, then in the hearing of all the people, he said to his disciples, "Beware of the scribes who desire to go around in the long robes, love getting in the marketplaces, the best seat in the synagogues, and the best places at feast, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers, those will receive greater condemnation." This is a really tough chapter. Why? Because the scribes, there's some people they know about the law. There were some people that got a lot of knowledge about the law. And the people, they were taking notes of everything was happening. And, in the village and the place they are from. And Jesus is trying to teach the disciples and be careful. Be careful about these people. These people, they love each other. They know about the law, but they love each other. They love themselves. They are selfish, something like this. Because they say, they desire to go around in long robes, love getting in the marketplaces. Something we need to understand about marketplaces is it's not like a supermarket. It's not like that. On Rome, on that time, it was a slavery. So a lot of people, they were going to buy slaves, for their own, needs. And there was a marketplace where all those slaves were in there. But a lot of people who was making business with slaves. So these guys, the scribes, they used to go around it, with the long, the Bible said with the in the verse 47, it's the window houses and pretend to make long prayers. And what something else was it's not only that the way they dress up. Something we need to understand is the people they got money, they got a good position on the community, they used to dress out dresses. So I mean these people means they were important. So they love to do that and they go to the marketplaces to everybody look at them. And the Bible said too, they like to get the best places in the synagogues. That's the places in the feast. And what this mean? What I was trying to tell this text. This text trying to tell us, there's going to be a lot of temptation. We're going to find a lot of temptation about the way we're going to be, or the position we have, even the church. You might have a leader, you might have a position in the ministry, might be a pastor, co-pastor, or something like this. And something you need to understand is that's not used to show out to the people, the position that you have. You are in a position that's to serve to everybody else in that position. It's not to feel you are the best, you're better than anybody else because of that position. That's not that point. The point of the position is to serve other people. And that's when they go to the government. These people that go, they work in the government, they're supposed to be working for the people. But we see these people working for themselves. They're trying to make new law take advantage of. And that's the same way in the kingdom of God. A lot of people who got authority in a church, the authority in a ministry, they like to take advantage of because they like to show out how much knowledge they have. They like to show out how good they can dress up. They like to show out how much money they can have. And that's not what Jesus is trying to make us to be. Because be aware I mean, wash out everything, but make sure to do anything. And when some, in another verse, the Bible said, like, but the next verse, 47, says, like, a delight to make, like, a long prayers. And, like, a day, those will receive greater coordination. What this mean? What does mean with doing long prayers? When we pray to God, so we're trying to have, like, a conversation with Him. We're trying to have, like, a close relationship with Him. We're trying to know something, trying to something go back and forth. That's a conversation. And some people, they're really good about praying. You ask somebody to pray for something, they pray really, really good. They got really good prayer, you know. You can feel that. You can see how, you know, how many words they can use, how can use the words, you know, the way they can pray. But scribes, they like to do like a long prayers, not because they really feel it, not because they were worshiping. They doing like a long prayer because they want to see everybody else look at them. They want everybody look at them. And that's why Jesus was saying, like, those will receive great condemnation. But you might say, like, why? Why they might receive great condemnation? That's something bad about, like, a do long prayer. No, it's nothing bad about it. But the problem is, like, when why you do it? Because you do it to show other people that how good you can pray? Or that because something's going inside your heart? You know, something go deeper and deeper, and something like the Holy Spirit moving you to pray like a long prayers. And not always, not all the time, like a long prayer, that means like a God asking you, or you got the feeling, you got the moment, you know, to do it. That something we need to be careful about it. Because we see a lot of people how good they pray, but if we look at the rest of their life, they have like a really bad life. What I mean about life, man, they have problems with the family, they are fighting a lot with other people, they're like they're lying a lot, like they're trying to, you know, they're focused only on making money, they don't focus about serving God. So I mean, we see all these kind of things, and we see like the way they treat the kids, the way they treat the husband, the wife, and we cannot go through, or we cannot go by like the way like somebody speak, or the way somebody pray, because something we need to learn, like the only person we need to focus on, that's Jesus Christ. God is the only one we need to focus on. That's the only one we need to be better for, not for somebody else, not to the other people watching us, how good we are. And that's something that in this moment, you know, all the ministries, a lot of churches have, a lot of people like are trying to show the people how good they are. And that's not the point. The good is be really well on the serving other people, serving God. So this is the message for today. And I have been blessed to you. So we're doing another live streaming on next Saturday. I think I want to be doing live streaming only Saturdays at 6:30. I want to focus on Sundays and do something else. So see you next Saturday at 6:30 a.m. and with a new live streaming. And God bless you. Have a wonderful day.